Our next question is for Dr. Dryden. It's from Laura in Oregon. Laura says she has a hunter that requires joint injections at the beginning of the show season. Is there any added risk if he's showing signs of weight gain and possibly a metabolic disorder going into the spring and the show season?
So this is a great topic and one that I wanted to make sure that we covered this evening, because in my practice, I see an over-representation of horses that are metabolic and or Cushing's PPID that become laminitic shortly following a treatment with corticosteroids for joint injections, essentially. So this is a really big concern for me. We're talking with Dr. Adams earlier, and there is a scenario where soon after joint injections are performed on horses, we get a spike in insulin. So in a horse that's already insulin resistant and has a high circulating insulin level, this can push them over the edge, because what we've seen in studies has shown us that high insulin levels can cause a inflammatory response, a cascade that initiates a laminitic episode. So it is a very, very big concern for me. And if your horse is metabolic or even showing signs of it, I would be very, very cautious of especially multiple joint injections. And I would prefer to use something like IRAP or ProStride or some form of biologic as opposed to a corticosteroid if I did have to treat a joint for a condition.
Yeah, and this is definitely a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. And we are hopefully in the next year going to be doing a study to compare some of the different glucocorticoids, joint injections in normal healthy horses, and how they compare in terms of insulin responses post those injections. As Dr. Dryden said, there's only been one published study that has shown post-injection using one glucocorticoid type that insulin spike greater than 10 times. So you definitely don't want that to happen in a horse that's already metabolic, or you are going to be dealing with laminitis, and it's devastating, as we all know.